All right, it is 4:02, so we're going to go ahead and get started. If you have a question, if you would, just write it down, and you can type your question into the chat. There's a good chance I won't see it, so you might have to copy and repaste it at the end when I open it up for Q&A, or just wait and type in your questions at the end, because I don't want to miss it, but I will hold all questions to the very end. And let's see, we have Melody from Central Florida. And yeah, Kelly and Michael say, howdy back. I'm actually from Florida, but I can rock a good howdy when I want to. And let's see here. So let's go ahead and get started. Thank you so much. I know you guys have busy lives. You're business owners, which means you are busy to the max. And I know how you feel. I'm a busy business owner as well. If you haven't met me before, I hope to meet you in person someday. I'm Debbie Sardone. I'm the founder of Cleaning for a Reason. And I get the privilege of working with cleaning business owners all over the world through my consulting business and our online e-commerse business, speedcleaning.com. I know how you feel in the cleaning business because one of my four businesses is Buckets and Bows Maid Service. And so I have to be a Cleaning for Reason partner just like you do. I have to pay the monthly pledges just like you do. And I have to keep the commitments to serving patients just like everybody in the program. I don't get any special treatment. So my business does about $1.5 million right here in the Metroplex. And it's 100% freedom-based business. I have about 35 employees that run the day-to-day activities, and I get to work from home doing business consulting and training, cleaning businesses all around the world. So I wear two hats oftentimes. I actually wear about four at any given time, but I'm usually wearing two hats. My one hat is the owner of a cleaning business, and this is where I know what you're going through. I feel your pain. I understand your struggles with employee retention, employee turnover, just finding good employees in the first place. And I understand your struggles with profitability, scalability, trying to manage all these free cleanings that you donate and making sure you don't overgive or undergive. I get it because I own a business as well. I wear your hat as well. But I also wear a consultant's hat. And that's why I'm talking to you today is, as a business consultant, I know what will help you grow your business, what will help you grow and thrive, how to make more money and to create more freedom. That's my expertise. That's what people hire me to help them do, how to get the business owner out of the field, how to control the costs and make profit and be able to donate your time. And so as a business consultant, that's how I'm speaking to you today. I'm not speaking to you as a nonprofit who's just looking to get you to clean for more patients. I'm speaking to you as a business owner that is committed to helping you do better in business. And by doing better in business, by being more successful as a business owner, we know as a nonprofit, you're not going to have to drop out of the program. You're going to have enough employees to service the demand so that the free cleanings do not interfere with your for-profit cleanings. We know if we help you with your business, gain exposure, get known in your community, that your business is going to grow. And as your business grows and you thrive, you're much more inclined to stay in this program long-term. You will have the ability to serve more families in your community and to give more. So there is a selfish motive in having these teleseminars. We want to help you succeed because when you succeed, we succeed. And when we succeed, the patients that you serve succeed. So we're all in this together. And that's my consultant's hat is I want to help you do business better because if you're better at business, you're never going to drop out of cleaning for a reason. I know the only time people drop out is when they're struggling. They don't drop out because they don't care anymore about patients. We know that's not the case. People just end up sometimes having to drop out because they're struggling as business owners. So anything we can do to help with that process, we're committed. Because your success is our success, which is the patient's success. Since merging with ISSA back in June of 2017, so now it's been a year of the merger. And if you weren't aware of that, then just you know, do a Google search, Cleaning for Reason, merge ISSA. But we merged with ISSA, another nonprofit, ISSA Charities, the ISSA nonprofit, a year ago in June. And I feel like this program is going to get so much bigger and so much better and have so much more impact than we could have on our own, that we all benefit from the growth and we all benefit from this alignment and this merge with ISSA. With that means that our Cleaning for Reason partners are going to be invited to something that normally you'd have to pay a whole lot more to attend. And even our staff doesn't know about this because this just got defined this week. I haven't even had a chance to share this with Cleaning for Reason staff. So don't ask them for details. They don't even have them yet. But since I have you on the call, I'd love for you to mark your dates because ARCSI and ISSSA have collaborated with me to create a Cleaning for Reason training day at the ISSA convention this year in Dallas. And the registration is so low and so compelling. I mean, if any of you have ever trained with me, I don't do anything cheap because the information is worth it. But we have put together a full day of training this year at the ISSA convention that will happen on a Monday, specifically for Cleaning for Reason partners who have never attended or have never joined ARCSI. And so there's a ridiculously sweet deal that we have worked up. I don't have a registration link, but I do want you to save the date in case you are so inclined to come for that one day of training. It will be October 29th, a Monday. So you could fly in Sunday night, get settled into the hotel at the Fairmont Hotel. We'll give you a registration discount link to use later. You can do a full day of training with me. These will be business building concepts. This is not a full day infomercial on Cleaning for Reason. But of course, I will tie the benefits of working as a Cleaning for Reason partner to growing your business. I will have an itinerary out soon with the lineup of topics that I will cover, but it will be a full day of training at a price you would never get anywhere else. And this will be exclusively for Cleaning for Reason partners who are not a part of ARCSI yet or have never been to one of the ISSA conventions. So save the date, October 29th, and as a bonus, you'll get to attend one day of the trade show, which is thousands of vendors. Maybe it's hundreds, but there's thousands of people, so maybe it's hundreds of vendors, I think like 700. Of cleaning business related vendors, everything you could ever imagine, from mops to cleaning chemicals to supplies, equipment to training tools and materials, and just everything you could ever imagine that's related to the cleaning industry. It's the biggest cleaning industry trade show in the world. And you'll get a free pass to attend the trade show on opening day, Tuesday, October 30th. So it's going to be a ridiculously sweet deal. Please save the date, October 29th and 30th. Fly in Sunday night the 28th, fly home the evening of the 30th, make it a two-day investment in your own growth, and we will be sharing details with you later when we have them. This was just cooked up on Monday, so I don't have any of the details yet, but I did want you to have that information so you could save the date. All right, so if you have a question, write it down, and then I'll invite you to share that in the chat in just a little bit. Let's get started with today's teleseminar. The topic for today is, let me just pull up my notes here really quick, gearing up for Pinktober. And in case you haven't noticed, the last few years, just about everything turns pink in the month of October. You can't walk down a grocery store aisle without seeing those beautiful little pink cancer ribbons on just about every product, every other product, maybe not every product, but you know, it, probably at least 20% of the products in the month of October will have the pink ribbon showing their support for various cancer causes. Pinktober is huge in this country and it's catching on around the world. And so it is a perfect time for you to elevate your exposure and to be more known in your community for your charitable giving. because it is the time of year when the news media is talking about cancer causes. They're interviewing doctors about cancer screenings. They're interviewing people who are survivors. They're covering those Race for the Cure and the 10K runs and, you know, all that different stuff. They cover it more when it's cancer related during the month of October. Just about every producer has said to their team, we want stories regarding cancer, preferably feel-good stories. And so Cleaning for a Reason does really well during the month of October. Now, we are a cause that works hard for these patients all year long, which is really a beautiful thing. So you can maximize your opportunities during April, National Cleaning for a Reason Week, and anytime during the year. But for sure, you can leverage the power of doing good in your community to get known, to create more awareness and exposure, and ultimately to help you serve more patients. So don't miss this opportunity. Pinktober. It's never too late to have an impact during that month. So I'm going to share some tips with you about how to get free advertising during that month, how to get free publicity, how to get your personal story told in the media about why you joined Cleaning for a Reason and what resonates with you about this cause. So many of you have joined Cleaning for a Reason because you have your very own personal story. We have cleaning companies where the owner joined because they battled cancer at some point in their life, and they're survivors, and it means so much to them because they know exactly what the patient is going through. We have other Cleaning for a Reason partners who had loved ones like myself. My mother was an ovarian cancer survivor for many, many years. My father lost his battle with cancer. So for many of us, there's a personal story that you can share with the media that they want to talk about, they want to interview you about, and then, of course, show the way that you give back in your community by providing these free cleanings. So where do you get started? Getting the coverage, getting the recognition, creating the publicity. Let me give you a couple of examples. One of the first things that I recommend that you do, and this isn't for everybody because not everybody advertises yet. If you have a really small company, you might not even advertise at all. All of your business might be coming in through word of mouth. If you have a larger company, like my company, you probably do a lot of advertising. So let me share some pieces with you that I have been able to get an incredible amount of fabulous free advertising simply because I asked. If you are advertising in any type of print medium right now, okay, so don't go with your hand out asking for something when you haven't been giving yourself. In other words, don't ask for freebies of people you don't already do business with. I don't recommend it. It doesn't sit well with people. You can imagine how you feel when somebody you don't even know has approached you with their hand out saying, can you give me something, right? So I don't recommend you approach people you're not doing business with, especially people you've declined to do business with. But let's say you're doing business with some print advertisers, Valpak, Money Mailer. Maybe you advertise in Living Magazine or some other local magazine or coupon pages or just some kind of printed material. This particular company that I use mails gigantic jumbo postcards in the mail every other month, I think. I forget because somebody else handles my marketing. But it's a piece that looks something like this. There's tons of ads. And you might even have, in fact, here's one of my ads. I think we do some really cute ads. This one's really funny. It comes out in the summer when everybody's moving. And the ad reads, house cleaning? How silly. We'll just move. And so just kind of an attention getter with our logos. This is a paid ad with a company called Premier. And I'm sure you have other forms of print advertising, but this is an example. And so we're in here year round. And sometimes we do the quarter page ad and sometimes we do the half page ad. So we are a good customer to Premier, right? This comes in the mail. But a couple of times a year, they will allow you to purchase a loose card that goes inside. It is phenomenal. So when the customer opens this thing up, out falls this gigantic postcard. Here's another one of our ads that are funny. I think we did this around Mother's Day. We do have some funny ads Floors so clean, even your mother-in-law would approve. And there's our logo and our offer, Mother's Day gift cards, right? And so we're already good customers. They like us. They want to keep us happy. We spend plenty of money with them every year. So in October, I reach out to, not in October, that's too late. A couple of months prior, so August is the perfect time. In fact, it's almost too late, so you need to jump on it tomorrow if you have advertisers that you're already working with. We asked them, last year was our first year to do this one. We said, would you donate an ad speaking about our cause? Now, of course, I'm the nonprofit founder, so my verbiage is about the nonprofit that we founded. But yours could simply say about, you know, would you be willing to donate an ad to get the word out to families in our community that we serve people with cancer completely free of charge? And would you help support our cause, the nonprofit that we're a part of? So even though you're not the founder, you can say, can you support our nonprofit? You're not asking for a free ad. You're asking them to basically, like they do on the radio, what they call PSAs, public service announcement. It's like, would you donate a public service announcement? And he agreed. We said, would you be willing to do one of these in several of the zones, you know, just completely pro bono? We're not advertising our service. There isn't anything on here that says, oh, by the way, take $25 off if you just schedule a paid cleaning, right? So it's really, of course, it's indirect advertising for my company because there's my logo front and center. But the message is we are cleaning for a reason. And there's my logo. I'm sorry, there's the Cleaning for a Reason logo. There's my company logo to make sure I'm branded. This is backwards, so I can't see what I'm doing. And then we have a little short message at the bottom that simply says, it started with a phone call and a promise to never turn away a woman battling cancer. To date, 26,000 women all across the U.S. have received free house cleanings from Buckets and Bows Maid Service and others through our nonprofit organization. Learn more at bucketsandbows.com/cancer. So we have our own landing page where people can learn about the nonprofit and then they can click to apply with the Clean for Reason website, but we send people to our landing page. So basically yours could be worded, you know, to date, it's now 30,000. So this is already a year old. To date, 30,000 women all across the U.S. have received free house cleaning services from, and then insert your company, and others throughout others who work with the nonprofit, or just, you know, word it somewhat different, and then either send them to Cleaning for a Reason, which is not my advice as a business consultant. I recommend you send them to your website landing page where you talk about why you're a part of this nonprofit. There should be a place on your website that says, you know, click here to learn about the charities we support. And they click there and they find out why you're a part of Cleaning for a Reason and what it means and how you give back and what your story is behind it. So I do recommend you send them to your landing page, but that's your call. If your company is too small and you don't want to deal with that, you can send them directly to Cleaning for a Reason. You brand it with your own logo because you are the local affiliate partner that got this public service announcement out to your community. This is about a $3,000 piece. $3,000 worth of free advertisement I get during the month of October just because I asked. We have not because we ask not. And again, I don't go with my hand out to people I don't advertise with. That's a great way to just offend people. So then I also went to a local newspaper that I advertise in regularly. I have about a half a page ad in this local community newspaper. It's a small newspaper. It gets mailed to about 30,000 households in our community. This is not the front page. And so I'm a regular advertiser anyway, and we clean his house. He does my ads. So we have a great relationship. So we went to him last year and we said, hey, Max, he's the editor of the paper, so he has full discretion to say yes or no. And we said, we want a pro bono full page ad about the women we've served and the charity that we work through and how we can help more women in our community. Now, since merging with ISSA, the verbiage has changed. It's we're helping families with cancer. So now it's no longer limited to women only, in case you haven't been aware of the update. Since merging with ISSA, we're now able to serve any family battling cancer. It could be their child, it could be their mom, their dad, their spouse, you know, whoever. But last year it was still females. And so he said, yes, you have not because you asked not. He said, yes. And so we asked him to do a full page ad. And again, it says, we are cleaning for a reason. There's my big, beautiful logo, big and bold, which really helps brand this charity with my brand. And then, of course, that same little verbiage about how many women we've served. Because he gave us a full page, we decided to use the photos of 10 women we had served over the last 10 years and got a little statement either from them personally or from a loved one. Because this particular person, Dawn Pacheco, one of my early patients about 10 years ago, lost her battle with cancer, left behind 4 young children, and we got a statement from her husband. And so beautiful statements from these women we had helped. This is Stacy, who later went on to work for Cleaning for a Reason, at first as a volunteer, eventually as a paid employee, and she actually writes the press releases for brand new Cleaning for Reason partners. She's one of the patients that we have served. And she's not completely finished with her battle with cancer. She's had numerous diagnoses and treatments, but she gave us a statement as well as all of these others. So it was just a beautiful way for people to brag on the company that was serving them during this very dark time. I'll read you one of them. Buckets and Bows and Cleaning for a Reason were a huge blessing to my family and me during my radiation treatments. And then here's the one where the spouse wrote, in memory of Dawn Pacheco, the cleaning means so much to our family during this difficult time. I know it lifted Dawn's spirits and encouraged her to keep up the fight. We are very thankful. So really warm, emotional stories. And I'm not saying you copy this. I'm just saying if you ask for a half a page or a full page, all they can say is no. This was pro bono. This probably would have cost me $5,000 to buy a full page ad. He gave this to my company for free. I just have the logo. There's certainly no offer. I think that would be incredibly tacky to say, oh, and you know, use a coupon and hire us. We would never do that. It simply highlights our work in our community regarding our charity. And that's so powerful for you and your business. My philosophy is we have not because we ask not. Now, let me move on to some other mediums, because maybe you don't do any print advertising or you don't have any relationships with printers. Now, you might still, if you have a great relationship with somebody that you don't advertise with, you might be able to approach them. I'm just not a fan of approaching people with a complete ask when you don't do business with them already. Something else that's super easy to do during the month of October is get on social media and have a plan. Don't do everything just, you know, by winging it, because then it won't get done. The day will get busy, your life will get busy, and you'll regret not doing it. But plan to post every few days or at least once a week in Facebook, Twitter, and even private Facebook groups regarding your charity, regarding your cause. Tell those stories. You don't need to use names unless you've gotten specific permission from the cancer patient. But you can tell those stories. You can jump out on Facebook and just share, had the most rewarding experience of my life today. I cleaned for a stage 4 breast cancer patient who received the gift of free cleaning from my staff. 3 of my employees went in and gave her 2 hours of cleaning, and she said it was the most wonderful thing anyone had ever done for her. You know, hashtag feels really good or something. You write your own sincere post about your experiences. You can even pull from a previous experience. You can pull a testimonial you received maybe a year ago or 3 years ago. It doesn't matter. A testimonial you received. You can blur out their name. You can jump into Canva or some other online easy to edit template. Graphics design template, where it makes it really easy to make a pretty post, you know, a Facebook or a Pinterest worthy post or a Twitter worthy post. And you can put that testimonial of somebody who said, thank you so much for cleaning my home today. This was such an enjoyable experience. Your staff was a delight and my house has never been so cleaned. Thank you so much during my cancer battle for doing this. You know, whatever the testimonial is, you can capture that and put it in Canva or some other software and create a beautiful image and post that on Facebook and then make a comment about the post. Say something like, please share this on your timeline if you know someone who needs our help. During the month of October, there's a lot of awareness, but we serve families all year long. And so you can ask people to repost it and share it. Again, it's not like when you're advertising and you jump on Facebook and you're like, take $25 off, book a cleaning this week. Please share this. People may not share it. Versus, I'm here to give, I'm here to serve. If you know someone that needs our help, please share this. You'll get more shares out of it. This is incredible free exposure, and it creates such a warm feeling in the community. People that don't even do business with you, when they see that you're doing this, don't let it be the best kept secret. So posting on social media, it's powerful to do during the month of October. You can use the Cleaning for Reason logo if you don't want to create something fancy or if you don't have testimonials. Just use the Cleaning for Reason logo. If you haven't cleaned your first patient yet, then set a goal and say, we just joined this organization. The families in our community don't even know the services available. Please help me spread the word during the month of October. My goal is to serve 4 patients this month. And, you know, set a goal and ask people to share. They will think of someone in that community that needs your help, and they'll share it, and they'll tag each other. So do share on social media. Apply for Hometown Hero status or shout outs on radio, local radio stations, and local TV networks. Most of the local stations and TV stations and radio stations have some type of nominate a hometown hero somewhere on their website. So just go do your research and look for it. You can type in your city, like, you know, type in Hometown Hero Dallas, if you lived in Dallas, or Fort Worth, Hometown Hero Dallas, Hometown Heroes, and see who has those. And oftentimes there will be a page link you can click on and you can apply. And it's just a quick shout out. And this is such a unique and compelling story that I own a cleaning company and we provide free house cleaning services to people who are undergoing cancer treatment. It's that short, that simple. It's so not common, like every other hometown hero, you know, I do this, I do that, you know, give me a shout out. It's so unusual and so uncommon. There's a good chance you would get the hometown hero status. And for a full day, they run, you know, like 15, 20 second spots where they shout out to XYZ cleaning business owner, you know, or like Debbie Sardone, owner of Buckets and Bows Maid Service, is our hometown hero this week. Her company provides free house cleaning to people battling cancer. You can find them at www.bucketsandbows.com. So apply for those. You have not because you asked not. It's an easy win for you. Remind your current customers that you do this. We have to be reminded to do things that seem so obvious. When you first join the program, you're all fired up. You send out a letter to all your customers sharing with them that you're doing this program and that if they know a friend or a loved one that needs your help, you're here to serve. And you haven't reminded them in 3 years. If you joined Cleaning for a Reason 3 years ago or 10 years ago, maybe you haven't reminded your customers that you even do this since the first announcement. So the month of October is the perfect time. We send something to all of our customers during the month of October. We give them an update on how many patients we've served. We thank them for supporting our business by letting us have the privilege of cleaning their home so that we are able to serve over 300 women right here in our community over the last 10 years. And of course, my story is, and to be able to serve over 30,000 women across the country and in Canada as a result of them supporting my business. So we thank our customers for their support, and we remind them that we are here to serve. If they know a neighbor, they have a business colleague, a friend or a loved one within our service area, please don't hesitate to nominate them for a free cleaning. You could purchase a whole bag of those Cleaning for a Reason wristbands. I wish I had one. Oh, I do have one handy. A Cleaning for a Reason wristband. We usually get an entire bag of them, and we'll give them to our staff to wear the week of the month of October, and then we'll leave these with our customers with a letter updating them about Cleaning for a Reason. Remind your customers that you do this. Invite them to go to Facebook and tag your company to tell their friends and their neighbors on their timeline about the fact that their cleaning service is helping people who are battling cancer completely for free. Invite them to tag you. People reading that will be like, oh yeah, I'll do that. You know, again, we have not because we ask not. You can leave a little memento. Another thing we do is we make Cleaning for a Reason a big deal to our employees. You know, you think because I'm the founder of Cleaning for a Reason that we talk about it all the time. We don't. You know, my office is out there grinding it out like everybody else, trying to make a buck, trying to be profitable, trying to train our workers, trying to keep everybody happy and all the plates spinning. We don't talk about Cleaning for a Reason every single day. And so we also have to set a time aside once a year to focus on Cleaning for a Reason. So we have a big team meeting and we hand out the pink wristbands. And my company has purchased from my other company, the Speed Cleaning Company, the pink aprons, you know, the Speed Cleaning aprons. Some of you use them in your own company colors. Well, we've purchased an entire set of pink aprons, and we trade my employees' aprons out because our employees usually wear our own logo embroidered and the Speed Cleaning apron in tan. So we collect their aprons during the month of October. It's a good time for us to inspect them to see if they're falling apart, dirty and grungy. It's like, hey, you need a new one. And we give them these beautiful, nice, vibrant pink aprons to wear during the month of October only. And then they turn them in at the end of October. So they get to wear a pink apron for the whole month. And, you know, everybody likes change. It's kind of fun. And it's a conversation starter for the customers who are at home. So it's like, oh, I see you wearing a pink apron. And then the technician can say, yep, we're supporting our nonprofit, Cleaning for a Reason. Did you know? Blah, blah, blah. Now it's a conversation. So we engage our employees in the support. And of course, we raise our goal during the month of October. We want to serve more people during the month of October than normal. We just want to raise our goal. We want to have more impact. We want to talk about it more on social media. I mean, it is only August. I know it's the end of August, but there's plenty of time to make a plan. You know, you can go to the dollar store probably right about now, and if not, 1st of September, you can go to the dollar store and find all kinds of pink cancer-themed items and pass those out in a company meeting and talk about the impact and talk about the importance and get your employees to share it on their timeline about how they work for a company that provides free cleaning to people with cancer. So get your staff excited, get a letter together to remind your customers that you're doing this or inform them for the very first time. So those are simple things you can do no matter how big or how small your company is. If you're a one-person operation, it's even easier. You can get a pink apron, or you can get a Cleaning for a Reason logo shirt, or you can have the Cleaning for a Reason logo embroidered on your existing shirt. You can do so many things to raise awareness and to create an opportunity to have the conversation with your customers. Let's see here, looking at my notes. Here's something you can do. Depends on your personality and your comfort level and how comfortable you are speaking on camera. But if you're like me, you're not afraid of the camera, you're not shy. I do Facebook Live all the time. I have a private cleaning business group, and we do Facebook Live all the time. You could literally, if you're comfortable, jump on Facebook Live, give your employees a heads up first. Tell them, you know, hey, I'm going to do interviews. If you'd like to come on Facebook Live at the office tomorrow at 4 p.m., I'm going to jump on live and do some interviews. And you could record some interviews with your employees on Facebook Live and ask, you know, let them have time to do their makeup and their hair And you can ask them, you know, what has it meant to you when you've served the patients that we've helped over the last year? Get your employees on camera that are comfortable with that, talking about how rewarding it was and how much it meant to them when they served a patient. You know, I have several employees that, I mean, they're the first ones to volunteer. If there's a media interview, they're like, yeah, I'll be on TV. Others are like, no way. But, you know, and several employees that are like, I want to be assigned to any cancer patient that you have because it means so much to them. It's so meaningful. And so for those that are not camera shy, and if you aren't camera shy, do a Facebook Live broadcast. If you're not comfortable with live footage, you could do a short, you know, 2-minute video with your iPhone and say, well, hey, let's just do a quick interview with my iPhone. And you can record a quick interview. Tell me how long you've worked for, you know, XYZ cleaning company. And what do you love most about the job? And tell me about your experience when you served one of our cancer patients recently. Excuse me. And get them talking on a video. And then, with their permission, then you can upload it to Facebook. You can use that video as Facebook advertising gold if you know how to do that. Or it's just a great piece to pop on Facebook to get more shares and likes, which is really powerful. It's free advertising. Another thing you can do regarding Facebook is join private Facebook groups that are in your community. Now make sure it's in your community. Otherwise, it's not going to, you know, it's a waste of your time, but make sure it's a community group. Many times they have tens of thousands of members. Sometimes there's cancer support groups right there in your community on Facebook. These are private groups you have to join. Sometimes they're just, you know, mom groups or local business groups. So find some groups to join, read the rules and make sure you're not violating the rules, and see if you can go on and post your public service announcements. In most cases, you can, because you're not posting an advertisement. You're not saying, hey, you know, hire my service. I'm going to give you a coupon and we have openings. Hire us. You're not doing that. So most groups would allow you to jump on and say, hey, I have nothing to sell. I just want to make a public service announcement to anybody that knows someone in our community that has cancer. We have openings to serve. During the month of October, a lot of people are talking about cancer awareness, and we just want to make you aware that we are serving people in our community completely free of charge. And so many, many groups will allow that. That is indirect promotion, and generally you could even tag your own business Facebook page. So that creates curiosity. People will click on it, and then of course they're going to like it, and then they're, you've got some engagement. But do read the rules before you join a group and start posting like that so you don't get kicked out. Something else you can do is, on Facebook Live, back to that, if you're comfortable with it, even if you don't have employees to interview, you can jump on Facebook Live and you can share your story. You can share, you could even say, you know, every day during the month of October, I'm going to share a tip about cancer prevention and survivor tips. And I'm going to share with you how you can help yourself or a loved one get their house cleaned for free. So even if you don't have an employee you want to interview, you could give a tip a day, a tip a week, 2 tips a week regarding cancer. And you ask people, could, you know, please share this if you feel like there's someone on your timeline that could use this help. And so you encourage people to share. And you could literally do a Google search and get some tips on cancer detection, cancer prevention. Don't do anything controversial. That's never worth it. But just real simple tips, things that you could read from the American Cancer Society. And you could share tips, or you could share your personal story, why you joined Cleaning for a Reason, what it means to you every time your company goes out and donates a cleaning to somebody in need. So you could share your personal story. These live broadcasts are media gold. Don't underestimate the power of these live broadcasts, and especially if you ask people to turn on notifications every time you go live and to share it. So it's just literally free publicity. It is social media gold. People like short little videos. They do. Don't forget to talk up your cause, your charity, at your networking meetings, if you have joined BNI or the Chambers of Commerce or a meetup group or any other type of leads group that you attend, don't forget during the month of October is the absolute best time to talk about your participation. You know, think about all the 30-second commercials that people stand up and they talk about their business, right? And it's same old boring speech week after week. You know, I'm Debbie Sardone and I own Buckets and Bows Maid Service and we guarantee all of our work, 100% money back guarantee, all supplies furnished. You know, hopefully you don't do that. I know I don't, but you know, people tend to say the same thing week after week in their networking meetings. Imagine if you stood up and you didn't talk about hire my service and I have a $25 off coupon this week. What if you stood up and you literally spent your entire 30-second commercial on, I just want to tell you about the charity that I've been supporting for several years now. We serve people in our community with cancer. And then you could even share a personal story. You could say, I serviced, you know, a woman by the name of Maria last year, and she was in stage 3 colon cancer, and she had 3 small children, and she said she didn't know what she would do without our help, and it was the biggest blessing of her life. And I just want to let you know we have this available, and please tell your customers, your friends, your colleagues that we are here to serve. No strings attached, no charge. And so you talk that up in a networking meeting. And I promise you, in most cases, if you do it well, you'll actually get a standing ovation. Not that you're trying to do it for that, but that shows you the emotion around the response people give when they hear you're doing this. I remember years ago at a Chambers of Commerce meeting, I stood up and I shared my nonprofit publicly for the first time. I think it was, you know, over 12 years ago. And I got a standing ovation. I'd never seen another cleaning service who attended regularly ever get a standing ovation. In fact, it had been rare that I saw any business doing their 30-second commercial get a standing ovation. But people immediately got to their feet and started clapping. Why? Not because they were applauding me. I didn't do it for that reason, but they were applauding the fact that somebody would help other people who are suffering and not charge them for it. And so don't forget to talk it up at your networking meetings. This is front of mind awareness gold. Even if those people don't use you, they will remember you. The last thing I want to say is if you're comfortable with it, it's so easy to get your story told in the media. Go to the newspaper and ask them if they'd like to do a featured article about your company and how you're providing free house cleaning services to people in your community who have cancer. Very, very strong possibility the local newspaper would be thrilled to cover that story. They'll come and take pictures of you or your office, or they might want to see if a patient will let them come in and interview the patient as well and take her picture. You know, there's different ways, different newspapers, you know, like to operate, but almost all of them are very open to doing a story about a local business owner because it's not the same old story they've run every year during the month of October. Same thing for radio and TV. They are anxious to cover these feel-good stories. Pick up the phone. Do your research first. Get on Google. Research, you know, a couple of local TV stations. Who's the producer? I know, you know, on a first name basis, the people that I contact when I want media coverage, and I know the producers, and I send them a note that says, hey, during the month of October, your listeners, your viewers, your readers, whoever I'm reaching out to would probably love to hear the story about free house cleaning available to them in our community. Please let me know if you'd like to do a story. And invariably a producer or a newspaper editor will pick up the phone and call and say, yeah, we like this story, and they want to hear more. So reach out to the local newspaper, the local television stations, or your local radio station. Many of the smaller Christian radio stations would love to do the story about you, or some of the smaller, you know, network radio stations that are very local. And even some of the bigger ones will do it. I've been on all of the major local networks, print, radio, and television. And so really, you have not because you ask not. Now, if you're afraid, you're nervous, then start with the newspaper. It's super simple. If you say something you don't like and you feel like, gosh, I wish I hadn't said it that way, then just tell them, you know, don't let me re-answer that question. So if you're nervous, you haven't done this very often, you don't have to start with TV. You can start with radio. You can start with newspaper. And as you build your confidence, you feel like, you know what, I'm actually pretty good at this. Then you can graduate and contact the local television stations. But, you know, there's CW33s and there's various local Fox affiliates and your Channel 8, your Channel 5, your NBC, your CBS, your ABC. They all have local. And they will do your story if you ask. And if you're articulate and you're poised and you're succinct, they'll do your story. They will love it. So I hope that helps. This is an amazing way to leverage the power of cleaning for a reason. And if you leverage the power and you become known for something this special, you will discover that you're not competing on price and on always on quality, which is, you know, it's a tough way to compete in business. Is competing on price is the worst way to compete, and to compete on quality is dangerous if that's your only differentiation, because on our worst day, we don't always deliver. On our best days, we usually do, but we also have bad days, especially if you have employees. So it gives you a tool of differentiation when you're able to say, you know what, we're different. And this is why people should do business with my company, because we're special and we really care about our community and we're doing something different. And so it's a great way to elevate your brand and to position yourself in your community. Not only am I a successful business that you should do business with, but we're a business with a heart. We give back and we're going to help somebody you nominate or recommend without charging them a dime. And so it really positions you for a very special branding message that very few can compete with. So I hope that helps. Leverage the power. I've given you several tips, no matter how big or small your business is, that you can do to really gain exposure and, you know, better brand positioning and help you grow your business. Because we know if you grow your business, you have more customers, you're going to be able to serve more people. And that's really a win-win for every one of us. So I am a volunteer at Cleaning for a Reason. I never take a paycheck, never have, never will. And I volunteer just like you. So it's important to me that my business, you know, continues to be branded with this powerful messaging. And it's important to me that my business is able to keep serving women just like it is to you. And so I hope this was helpful. I'm going to open it up for Q&A and I'm going to scroll through and see if there are any questions that have already been posted, but feel free to jump into the chat area. You can just click on that little chat bubble if you're online and post a question. Here's a question that already came through several minutes ago, and it's from Emerita. And she says, hello, I'd already been contacted by CBS, and they are going to do a special about Stand Up to Cancer. And let's see, they're going to do a special about Stand Up to Cancer, and they're talking 90 seconds windows to talk about the patient or us. What do you recommend? I'm not sure I'm totally understanding your question, but obviously you always want your brand to be a part of these opportunities. So, I mean, if they give you a choice, I would say, well, I would love to do the interview unless you're not comfortable on camera. But if you're comfortable on camera, I would say, well, I would love to do the interview and talk to you and share with your viewers about why my company is partnered with Cleaning for a Reason and why we feel it's important to serve our community. And I'll share a story or two about some of the patients that we've served. So if they give you a choice, it should be about you and your company and your brand and why you're giving back. That's the most powerful leverage for your business and your brand. Now, some companies, sometimes the media doesn't give you a choice. They're like, we'd like to do a story. Usually they won't exclude you though, but they might say we'd like to do a story and we need to have the patient a part of the story. So that's fine. Usually you can reach out to some of your patients that you've served in the past, or you can jump on social media and say, we'd like to serve a new patient who's comfortable talking to the media. And you'll be surprised at how many people will volunteer for that. I mean, every time I've done that, I've gotten several Facebook notifications from people who have said, oh, I'd love to share my story of cancer, my journey. And so oftentimes, if you just make the request on social media, you'll get a patient to serve. You can go out and clean the day. The media is there, and you can be a part. She can be a part of the story. All right. So the next question is from Katie. Hey, Katie, great to see you. And she writes, oh, I think I missed a couple. I'll try to scroll back up. She says, hey, Debbie, I was at Walmart the other day, and the nonprofit organization was outside in a setup booth. Immediately, I got the idea to set us up and raffle off a free cleaning. Tickets are $1, and all the proceeds will go to cleaning for a reason. What do you think? We are also sponsoring a local run on Thanksgiving and thinking of doing the same. I think that's phenomenal. I mean, you're not going to obviously raise very much money, a dollar raffle, to be honest with you. It's great branding for your company. A lot of work. I don't think you'll raise a lot of money trying to do $1 raffles, but it is great exposure. So it's not a bad idea. You probably get more impact if you did a, and I should have said this, but this just tells you how I don't focus on fundraising. I've never been great at asking people for money for our nonprofit. Thank goodness we have ISSA that's going to help with that. But really, you could launch, Cleaning for Reason has a link to our Donate Now page. You could launch a campaign on social media that would probably raise more money. And you could just simply go out there every day and say, we have set a goal to raise $1,000 during the month of October. Can you please help us? And just tell your audience, we're not going to keep a dime of this money. 100% goes to Cleaning for Reason. Click here and donate any amount. And then you could say, and anybody who donates, just you know, it's the honor system. Just come back to this Facebook post and say, I donated, and I'll put you into a raffle. So you probably get more impact if you're trying to raise money that way. But if you just want more visibility and exposure, going to Walmart and doing a raffle might be an option. My guess is Walmart would decline that. They probably won't let you. Now, here's something you can do. Many of the local Walmarts have allocated a certain amount of dollars to donate to local charity. So you can go to the manager at Walmart and you can say, could I apply for my charity to receive a $1,000 grant from, or to receive one of the Walmart grants? They'll know exactly what we're talking about. And I believe they will grant like up to $1,000 to organizations locally. So you would go to your local Walmart, you would say, this is the charity I support. I'm a local business, and we have served, you know, 10 women in our community over the last 10 years, or 4 women, and we want to serve more, whatever. And you can apply for that grant at local Walmarts. They don't do it as a national campaign. They have other means, which is what they've done with us in the past through Swiffer. But the local stores have grant money that they want to give away. It doesn't cost them anything. So I think a more effective fundraiser, though, would be to take the Cleaning for Reason Donate Now link and just post it on your page every couple of days. Help me reach my goal. So definitely. And then just tell them, come back and post that you donated, and I'll throw your name into a raffle for a free cleaning. That would be a really great way to do that. All righty. Let's see. So Emerita says, if I were to print some of the materials of Cleaning for Reason, how can we have access to it? You can contact info@cleaningforreason.org, and they can provide you with the PDF files of our brochures, and you can go to your local printer, and maybe your local printer would print 500 or 1,000 for free. That I don't know, but you can always ask. Let's see here. Let me see if I missed any other questions. If you have a question, feel free to post it in the chat. Let me see if I can help you with that. We're coming up on 4 minutes before the hour, so we'll wrap things up here in about 4 minutes. But if you have a question, please post it. Of course, Cleaning for Reason has brochures. They have a limited amount they can ship you completely for free. They have wristbands. I'm not sure what they cost if you were to buy an entire package. But these are all things you can access, you know, or you can just, you know, go to the dollar store and buy these things, or go to Oriental Trading. It won't say Cleaning for Reason, but you can buy the pink wristbands. And, you know, Oriental Trading, PinkCancerTherapy.com is a website that has lots of pink cancer themed things that you can hand out at staff meetings, or you can leave behind for customers with your letter, making them aware, or if you want to hand those out at a networking meeting because you're due to do the 10-minute talk, you can hand out some of those things you order from Oriental Trading. I mean, it doesn't have to say Cleaning for a Reason for you to use the power of the pink and the recognition of the cancer cause. You can pass things out that are more generically branded while you're talking about your cause. I will tell you that last year, when this newspaper full page was published, that next Chamber of Commerce meeting that I attended, I did get a standing ovation. I had somebody else stand up and hold the newspaper up in front of the entire group. And there were probably 60 or 70 business owners from around my community stood up and showed the newspaper. And they thanked and bragged on the editor of the paper for donating this wonderful piece. And they thanked and applauded Buckets and Bows Maid Service for doing it. This was an incredible impromptu recognition I received in front of all of my peers. And it was incredible. It was wonderful. And these are things that are organic. You can't plan these things. They just happen when you really work at elevating your exposure around your charitable cause. And when those things happen, it's so incredibly rewarding. And it really makes your business memorable in the eyes of the public. All right. I don't see any other questions that have been posted to the chat. So if you do have a question, you need to post quickly. Otherwise, I'm going to go ahead and wrap things up. So again, if you missed the beginning, Lucy will make available the replay recording probably within a few days. And that will be posted in our private Cleaning for a Reason Facebook group. If you have not joined our private Cleaning for Reason Facebook group, head on over there, go search groups, and find the Cleaning for Reason Partner Facebook group. We do allow non-cleaning partners in the group, but you have to be a cleaning business owner to be a part of the group. We don't open it to just the public. And that's where we'll post this video to where you can go back and start at the beginning if you missed the first half, because there's some really great marketing, free advertising, exposure tips here in the beginning. And I also shared with you in the beginning to save the date, because Cleaning for a Reason has been authorized to host a Cleaning for a Reason Day at ISSA this year, where I'm going to be providing a free, not a free, there will be a registration cost, but I'm not being paid. So I'm donating my time, a training day for Cleaning for a Reason business owners. And so it's October 29th, and then you'll have a complimentary pass to visit the trade show floor on the 30th. The registration will be insanely low. We do not have any other details yet. There is no registration link yet, but we are working on it. I want you to save the date, October 29th and 30th. Even the Cleaning for a Reason staff have not even been made aware of this yet, because I haven't had a chance to talk to them. We're in completely different locations. I work from home. They have their own offices. And we just cooked up this idea with Ernie, the executive director at ARCSI. I just cooked this idea up with Ernie on Monday to provide an incredible amount of value to Cleaning for Reason partners who have never attended an ISSA convention or have never, ever joined ARCSI. So save the date. You'll learn more as we get the details and have a registration link for you, October 29th and 30th. So save the date. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you found value. And I can't wait to see some of the media exposure that you get as a result of all of the giving. And from the bottom of my heart and the staff at Cleaning for a Reason and all of the team at ISSA, I want to thank you for being a partner in Cleaning for a Reason and being willing to donate what you do for a living to other people who are in need. It shows that you have a heart of giving, that you're successful enough to serve others when there's no monetary benefit to you. And we thank you and applaud you for it. And I hope you get all the recognition in your community you deserve. Thanks, everybody. Hope you have a great night. Thanks for joining me today. Take care.